Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Diane Tomasik from House of Hope. HOH provides food, clothing, emergency financial assistance, and counseling services to Martin County residents. Their 7th annual Meal or No Meal Community Awareness Dinner will be held at 6 p.m. on Saturday, November 3rd at St. Mary's Pittenger Center on Southeast Ocean Boulevard in Stewart. Diane, welcome back to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thanks once again for having me.
Remind us again why this event is so unique.
Well, it's amazing that you said 7th annual. It seems like our brand new event, but it's a veteran event now, and it's so unique in many ways. First of all, the name. It started out in the first annual being called Poverty Potluck. And I think at the time that TV show was very popular, Deal or No Deal, and so it kind of took on that tagline. And it's kind of whimsical, but it's very meaningful also because it reflects the decisions that far too many people in Martin County and Treasure Coast face every day. Am I going to be able to pay the light bill or the rent? Can I pay medicine and still afford to put gas in the car? And will there be a meal on the table or no meal? Statistics are showing, studies are showing that there is a huge amount of what they call meal insecurity in Martin County to the tune of 20,000 or more people, those in poverty and right on the edge of it. Meal insecurity is a fancy way of saying, I don't know where my next meal is coming from. And that's part of what Meal or No Meal is trying to raise the awareness of.
Is it possible to put a face on those who go hungry in Martin County?
Well, the face of hunger in Martin County is far too often the face of a child. About one-third of the people in poverty, the people who are food insecure in Martin County, are children. And when you think about the meals that are provided by the schools throughout the school year, sometimes a kid's final meal for the weekend is Friday's lunch, or at least the last one he or she can count on. And that's why it's important to reach out to families. We also supply seniors quite frequently. The face of House of Hope clients are primarily the working poor. We do provide food for homeless people nearby in the 4 locations that we service. But pretty much the typical House of Hope client is the people that you see every day and maybe not even realize are in poverty or suffering from hunger. They're the service industry workers, the waiters, the nail technicians, the housekeeper. And those people also depend so much on our seasonal residents. You know, there's good amount of employment during the wintertime, but during the summertime, those people suffer quite a bit.
I'm speaking today with Diane Tomasik from House of Hope. Tell me about the evening for Meal or No Meal.
Okay, our 7th annual Meal or No Meal has so many new things. So if folks out there have been to a Meal or No Meal in the past, they should give us a new try. If you think you know what to expect, we're going to mix it up a little bit this year. First of all, it's on a Saturday. It's always been on Fridays in the past. We do have returning the St. Joseph's School Jazz Band, a very professional quality group of young students who play great big band and music and jazz. But we have a mystery speaker this year, and I can't give out his or her name, but I think people will be impressed by this presentation. If you're curious to find out, give House of Hope a call or visit the website and get a ticket. Returning to also one of the special things about the event is that the meal is one that is typical of a community kitchen, and it is served by the volunteers who provide the meals at the several community kitchens throughout Martin County on a daily basis. It's at St. Mary's Pittenger Center, and they do hold a community kitchen meal every Wednesday themselves, and I've been to those meals as a sponsor, and it's tremendous. Volunteers give sit-down service. It's not a buffet, and it's as wonderful an experience as you can possibly expect.
I've been speaking today with Diane Tomasik from House of Hope. If you'd like to find out more about the work they're doing or the Meal or No Meal Community Awareness Dinner, you can go to their website, hohmartin.org. Diane, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you so much.
Till next time, I'm Drew Mello.